This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt. And yes, every week in these strange times, we've got a classic album of the week. And today's classic album of the week is a real classic album. And it's been chosen by Eric Harding. Eric, hello.
Hello, David.
Now, Eric, you're a very, very, you and your partner, Athol, a real art collectors. Tell us, how did you get interested in art?
A long, long story, but I'll give you the abridged version.
Yeah, the short version, because I don't know how much Eric can talk.
Yes, I am a bit of a talker. Many, many years ago, before I even met Athol, I actually was going to go overseas with a friend of mine, and I saved up all this money, and the friend pulled out, and I was a little bit sort of bit of a chicken to go by myself, so I decided not to do that. I had all this money in the bank, and it was burning a hole in my pocket. Now, I've always loved art, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go out and buy an art piece for myself. So scoured around some galleries and thought what I liked, and found a couple of pieces and bought them. And that was the beginning of me actually starting to collect art. When Athol came along as my long-suffering partner of 41 years, I know it's a long time, well and truly. As Athol says, you get more for murder, or less for murder, I should say. With him coming along and that, he wasn't that interested in art, but as time went by, he became very interested in art. And we built this wonderful, wonderful collection now and things like that. So, not only have we built the collection, but, you know, we've actually donated a lot of pieces to various different institutions around Australia. So we collect them and we hold on them until we can actually give them away.
Right. Now, and your house, I've been to your house once or twice.
Yes.
It's almost like, it's like a gallery. You know, the walls and every spare inch is a piece of art, either a painting or a sculpture or so many other interesting things. So, it really is a shrine to art, your house, isn't it?
Yes, it is actually. But the best works of art are, it's obviously Athol and myself, but that's beside the point. No, you're right, David. We actually have a lot of art on the walls other surfaces. We've got things like sculptures and ceramics and glassware and all sorts of different things and that. So, it's a fairly eclectic collection, but it's a very modern, contemporary collection too.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was just going to ask you about that. It is very contemporary, and what I like about your collection is that you're often looking for what's coming next, what artist is going to be the hot new artist. That must be exciting when you're in that world.
It is. I must admit, I've been a little bit sort of reticent to actually go out anywhere. I mean, we all are at the moment because of the times and things like that. But I haven't been to any commercial galleries for a while. Only for the simple reason is that, haven't actually had the time, but also I haven't actually had the money to go out and buy things lately because I'm actually the sort of person that gets into trouble a lot from Athol, because if I go out into a gallery and I see something, I put it on the lay-by, so to speak, and I get into trouble. And after about a year or thereabouts, I bring the piece home and put it somewhere, hide it somewhere around the house. But Athol usually tends to find it, and as a consequence, I get into trouble. But anyway, that's okay. So I haven't been buying a lot lately, though I did, with Athol's blessing, buy a fantastic ceramic piece not long ago. So
okay, excellent. All right. And let's get you back another day and talk about what is your one of your favourite artists, Australian artists, although it's going to be hard for you because a lot of the artists that you have art from become friends of yours as well. So that will be a hard question to ask you. But let's get stuck into the classic album of the week that I've asked you to choose this week. What is it?
It's an absolute classic. I mean, absolutely voted in the top 1,000 all-time albums, top 500 albums, top 100 albums from the Rolling Stones, Rolling Stone magazine. And it's actually Tapestry, Carole King.
Right.
And it came out in the early 70s, I didn't discover it straight away. I was a teenager in the 70s, so that's actually dating me a little bit, isn't it? It came out in the early 70s. I found it probably around about 73, 74, a couple of years after it came out. And I was going through that angst teenage period and things like that where, you know, I'd listen to the lyrics of songs and it was all about me. As a consequence, when I came across Tapestry by Carole King, all the songs meant everything to me, and they were just wonderful. I mean, beautifully written, beautifully crafted songs, wonderful melodies, you know, lovely ballads, and the words were just all amazing. That woman is an amazing sort of songwriter.
Now, her background is really interesting because along with in one of the rooms next to her, because it was virtually a hit-making factory that she was part of, where they sit you in a room with a piano and they expect you to write hit songs. Neil Diamond was in the room next to her. She was writing some classic songs and would never really thought of herself as a recording artist herself, did she?
That's exactly right. She used to write for other people, and she actually, I mean, a lot of the things that she actually sort of combined with was actually writing with people like Neil Sedaka, or as the Americans like to say it, Neil Sedaka, and a lot of other people that she wrote. So she wrote a lot of very famous things with him, but then she decided to write for herself, and it was decided that by a couple of other people outside of Carole King's own sort of environs and what, saying that, you know, God, you've got such a good voice, why don't you start recording these songs yourself?
Yep.
So she looked at the idea and Tapestry was born.
Yep. And I, back in that era, I was working in record stores in Adelaide, and that Tapestry album just sold year in, year out. There weren't as many albums out in those days, or less people population-wise as well, but it sold for 5 or 6 years. You had to order it in large bulk because you knew you were going to sell, you know, like volumes of it. And at Christmas time, it was always a favourite because as another person heard it, they would then want a copy of it in their Christmas stocking. So it just kept on keeping on. And there were so many singles from it, wasn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you just go through it and you just think, you know, I Feel the Earth Move, which, you know, what a classic, absolutely.
What a classic.
Far Away, It's Too Late. You've Got a Friend, which is obviously covered by so many other people, including
and
Taylor.
One in particular was, do you know who had the big hit with it?
James Taylor, I know.
James Taylor. And he has toured many times with her and to Australia as well a couple of times. So it's really lovely that he was actually being a singer-songwriter himself and here he is recording one of her songs, and it was a really big hit for him.
Absolutely, a gigantic hit. I actually think it was a bigger hit for him than her.
It was, yeah.
Much bigger.
But then again, we all know it because of, we've heard it so many times, her version, because of how big Tapestry became.
Absolutely.
And even the album cover, it's so simple and so unassuming. It's her sitting on a couch, legs crossed, with a cat, which obviously wouldn't be alive, seeing it was the 70s. And it was just this simple, a little bit hippie-ish, you know, like in a way, quite hippie, a little bit sort of... like folk music in a way, but folk pop, which folk music was going through a real pop craze at that stage anyway. That image is so strong and so powerful, but it was such a simple album cover.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing happens to be, and you're right. I mean, there she is sitting there in front of a window. The light's just coming through very, very gently and very beautifully and very softly. And she's sitting there doing some needlework or something like that, or making a tapestry herself. And the colours of it are just incredibly muted. And I remember actually the album cover itself actually had a slight texture to it.
I was going to mention that. Yes, it was almost like a tapestry feel to it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The good old vinyl days. And I'm sure that you could even pick, it would be harder these days, but there would be vinyl copies in op shops around Australia and around the world that you would have been able to pick that sort of textured album cover up for probably 50 cents or a dollar. But now, because of all the, the new generations coming through, collecting vinyl again, the increase in vinyl sales are going through the roof. And that one would be a gold mine if you had a copy of it.
I agree totally, because quite honestly, my musical tastes, range from everything from classic, opera to country and western yee-haw type style, all the way through to popular disco, dance music, whatever. I love a whole range of things. So probably the only things I've never really come to is sort of thrash metal or that sort of...
I really should.
I've got plenty of time yet. I still might come to it.
True. We'll play it at your funeral or something.
Yeah. Oh, a bit of gangster rap or something like that. That would be perfect for me.
So have you still got your original copy?
No, that's what I was going to say, is that I probably, over the years, before CDs came out, I actually ended up probably having about 600 or 700 records.
Yeah.
So I had a whole lot. And I probably, one of my favourites was Tapestry. And I can't tell you how many times I played it. And I ended up having to actually probably buy about 2 or 3 copies over the period of that time.
Yeah.
From when I first bought Tapestry to when I stopped buying records and sales vinyl records and buying CDs. But I do actually have it on a CD.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Eric, for choosing Tapestry, because it is a classic album. So, what better one to have on the show? So let's start off by playing the opening track, which is...
I Feel the Earth Move.
Okay. Eric Harding, thank you so much. And a big cheerio to your partner, Athol, as well.
Thank you, David, for actually having me on your show. Thank you very much indulging me with Tapestry.
And you're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine, and this is Carol King's Tapestry, which is Eric's A Classic Album of the Week, and it's the opening track, I Feel the Earth Move.
Joy 94.9.
Victoria needs great teachers, people who will make a difference. Become a teacher to lead us into the future and inspire who comes next. Make a difference, teach the future. Learn more at vic.gov.au/teach-the-future. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Joy sponsor.
Are You Okay Day is Thursday, September 10. And this year the message is, there's more to say after Are You Okay? What do you do if you ask someone, Are You Okay? And they say no. Any ideas? Anything? There's more to say after Are You Okay? Take time to listen. Encourage them to take action or find support. And remember to check in to see how they're doing. Learn how to keep the conversation going at areyouok.org.au.
A Joy Community Service message.
The money.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. Now, Eric Harding has chosen the album of the week this week, and he's picked a classic album. Talk about wanting classic albums of the week. This is it. It's Carole King's Tapestry, and this is track two, and it's called So Far Away. You know what? Every track on this album could have been a single. It's that good. So Far Away from the Tapestry album by Carole King. You're on Joy 94.9.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and
here's another track from the wonderful Carole King from her album Tapestry, which is our classic album of the week, and this one's called Home Again.
Tonight.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.